26. As you find your place there, I was trying to build a fire over my hands because they're about to freeze off. And my legs wouldn't quit shaking even as hard as I tried to just put them on the ground. But I'll tell you something about that. That's just the Holy Spirit answering prayers that I've prayed all week to just fill me up, to move me out of the way and put me behind that cross and get all my worries of this world out of my way and just step in a revival this week and feed me. I didn't come this week just to check my box off this week to come to church and make sure I was just fit for the kingdom of heaven. I come this week to find revival, to be revived in my heart, to find the Lord, to meet Him here and to be fed tonight and to not thirst and for Him to fill my cup so it'll overrun. If you're here tonight and you're looking to check your box off, you're here for the wrong reason. Hey, if you ain't prayed for God to fill you up, I'm going to pray Him to fill you up tonight. If you don't want to be filled, there's the doors. Hit them. Brother Bradley preached a message, are you in or are you out? And if tonight, if you ain't all in, then you might as well just go on and get out. He wants somebody that's faithful to serve Him wholeheartedly. He wants you to put your hands on the plow and hang on. Tonight, He's got a message for you. Tonight in Matthew 26, don't lose sight. He's had this on my mind. He's had this on my heart for several weeks. And I've had several messages that I've got to preach out of. Don't lose sight. And tonight is don't lose sight. And what better week to look to Jesus and not lose sight tonight? What better week this week to look to Jesus, the one that this week was walking down that old road and he was headed to Calvary and he was going to get on that hill and die on a cross for me and you this week and then be buried in a tomb and on Sunday he rose again so that me and you could have life ever after. Tonight I'm going to tell you about that Jesus. Tonight I want you to just sit back and open your hearts and open your ears tonight. Get all the cares of this world. If you're tired tonight, just rest. If you're weak tonight, just find strength in Jesus tonight. He's going to be the strength. If you got a worry tonight, just look to Jesus. He don't want us losing sight tonight. Amen. Matthew chapter 26, beginning in verse 69, if you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, "Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know that man. And 73, and after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And verse 75, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you for this hour, Father God, that we entered into your kingdom tonight, Father God. Father, I come this tonight, Father God, that you just sit me down and I stand you up tonight, Father God. Father, I pray I find myself just claiming who you are tonight, Father God. Father God, I pray I catch myself not denying you, Father God, when trying times get tough, Father God. Father God, I pray tonight, Father God, as somebody's trial in here is bigger, they think it's bigger than their faith, Lord God, I pray they find themselves not denying you tonight, Jesus. Father, I pray they find themselves clinging to the cross, Father. Father, I pray that they find themselves all in and not all the way out, Father God. Father God, I pray that they're living a life more abundantly and fulfilling for you, Father God. Father God, I pray that you anoint me from on high, Father God. Father God, you just sit me down. They not hear my voice, but they see you high and lifted up tonight, Father God. Father God, I love you and I thank you, Father. I just ask that you bless the reading of this word, Father God, and you just move mountains. In Jesus' name I ask and I do pray, and all God's people say, amen. You may be seated. Tonight I want to look at Peter and why Peter lost his sight tonight. I find here in chapter 26 that in verse 69, Peter starts denying Jesus. And if you'll look back in same chapter, verse 33, it says, Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And verse 35, Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all these disciples. Tonight I want to look here that the first thing Peter done is he forgot about the scripture tonight. I find out that when he got here in chapter 26 and verse 69, I find out that he forgot the scripture. And we just read there in verse 33 where he just told Jesus that he would not deny him, that even if he died with him, that he would not deny him. And tonight I see that he forgot the scripture. Jesus said here that he was going to deny him three times, and he did. And when he did, he forgot about the scripture tonight. When he forgot about the scripture, he forgot about the warning. The warning in his life that night, he forgot about that warning. Colossians 1:28, the Bible says, In whom we preach warning every man and teaching every man and in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Tonight, God's been preaching a warning to each and every one of us tonight. God's been preaching that, hey, someday he's coming back, and if you don't know him, that you're going to be cast into a devil's hell, that you won't have life, and you won't have life more abundantly, that you'll end up in the pits of hell serving a Satan that you've been worshiping on. And tonight, God said that if you'll just come to find him, and he'll give you life, and he'll give you life more abundantly tonight. And Peter said here that he wouldn't deny him. And when he got in his trial, and when he got in his temptation, God showed us the warning that he gave, and he forgot about the scripture tonight. Are you in a trial tonight that you forgot about what Satan promised you, or what God promised you tonight? Or are you there? Are you in a place in your life that God's warning you, hey, you need to get out of the mess you're in and turn back to me and find me. You need to get out of this wayward life you're living, the things that we're doing behind closed doors. You need to get out of that situation. You need to find me. You need to turn your life back to me tonight. God said He forgot the scripture. He had a warning that he gave. He had a warning. I feel like there's going to be a lot of people left behind when that day he comes back. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to be left behind because they're not adhering to the warning God's got for them tonight. There's going to be a lot of folks that's going to miss the gates of heaven. There's going to be a lot of folks that miss that opportunity to have a mansion built, to walk those streets of gold tonight because they're missing the warning. He forgot about the scripture. His warning. Matthew 24 and verse 44. The Bible says, Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man, you think not the Son of Man cometh. Tonight he said, I'm giving you a warning. Hey, if you don't think Jesus come back tonight, hey, that could be the hour he's coming. Hey, if you think you're going to wait till tomorrow night to find Jesus Christ, you may wait too late. Hey, there's people every day that the coroner's going to picking up, that the pastor's standing over the casket and he's preaching the funeral. And some of these families just think because when we die, their kinfolk's automatically in the kingdom of heaven. Hey, if you don't know Jesus, you ain't entered into the kingdom of heaven. If you don't know God this morning or tonight, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if you die tonight and you don't know Jesus, I'm giving you a warning, you will bust the gates of hell wide open tonight. Tonight he's giving you a warning. Who then is a... Therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. 2 Timothy 3:16. The Bible tells us, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by an inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Not only do I see that he forgot about the scriptures and God gave him a warning, but the results of him forgetting about the scriptures, the results that he had when he forgot about the scriptures, the results that he had was that he ended up denying Jesus Christ. He ended up denying his Savior, the one that he claimed that he said he is Jesus. You know, he's the one and only. You know, he's Jesus. And Peter, he had just claimed who Jesus was a few chapters back. And the result was that he forgot about the scriptures. Jesus said, "Hey, you're going to deny me," and he said, "I'm not going to." Tonight, you're arguing with God that you ain't going to deny Him, that you're going to come to know Him, that you're going to give your life to Him. And He's telling you tonight that if you don't hurry up, your time's going to be up. He forgot about the Scripture tonight. I see that he didn't adhere to the warning and the results. Not only do I see that Peter lost his sight when he forgot about the Scripture, but I see tonight he forgot about the Savior. He forgot about the Savior tonight. Verse 69, "Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest." He forgot about Jesus tonight. He forgot about his Savior. I'm telling you, I don't know how we forget about Jesus Christ. If you're saved tonight, if you know Jesus, I don't see how we forget about Jesus Christ tonight. I know that in my life I've been in trials and I've been in situations in my life where things just go rough and things get wayward and I fall away from the cross. But I tell you what, I don't forget who my God is. I don't forget where He brought me from. I don't forget how many trials and tribulations He's pulled me from. I see that I can still remember God. I just may have walked away, but I do not forget who my God is. He forgot His Savior. He denied Him tonight. I see he denied Jesus. He denied Him three times. Matthew 10, verse 32 and verse 33. The Bible tells us, Matthew 10, 32 and 33, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Hey, I'm thankful tonight that I see here that Peter, he got many a chances. Tonight, I'm thankful that Peter got many a chances, because I know in my life there's many times that God knocked on my heart's door and I denied Him and I turned away from Him, and He ended up coming back and He knocked again and He knocked time and time again, and I finally accepted that call in my life, and I'm thankful that He didn't ever give up on me. I'm thankful He ended up not never giving up on Peter tonight. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, if you think you've denied Jesus one too many times, tonight could be the night that He knocks on your heart's door. He could give you a second, He could give you a third, He could give you a fourth chance. However many chances He wants to give you before He's done, He'll give them to you tonight. Tonight I see that if we deny Jesus, though, before men, He'll deny us before His Father in heaven. That's what it says. It's wrote in red right there. Matthew 10, 33 there. I see that he denied Jesus three times. Not only do I see he forgot about the Savior when he denied Him, but when he forgot about the Savior, he began to curse. He began to lash out and swear. Verse 74, the Bible says, "Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not that man. And immediately the cock crew." Hey, it said he when he got asked three times, it's like he got irritated. It's like he just got fed up. He said he began to curse and swear tonight. Is somebody coming to you and asking you if you know Jesus? Or are you at to your breaking point that you're ready to curse and swear? Is your life so miserable that people can't tell that you're living or that you're saved and that you're going to heaven? Is your life got so much stuff built up in front of it that people can't see the cross through you? That people can't be that you're not the only Bible that they can pick up and read? I tell you tonight that Peter got to this situation in his life that he just ended up being just some old man, that he ended up just being just a normal outcast. He just ended up being the same old man that walked the worldly life, and people couldn't even see Jesus in him. Has our life got that much junk and filth built up in it? Is our life so much like Peter here that we forgot about our Savior and ended up denying Him and ended up cursing and swearing out Has our life gotten that way tonight? Have we lost sight of Jesus Christ tonight? Romans 12, 2. Romans 12, 2, the Bible tells us, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Tonight I tell you, the Bible told me there in chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Hey, if you're called tonight, your life shouldn't look like the man that's lost, dying, and go to hell. Hey, in your fridge shouldn't be an alcoholic beverage. Hey, on your phone shouldn't be pornography. Hey, at your workplace, you shouldn't be cutting up, doing dope, or looking at the dirty things, or just acting like anybody. You should be, if you're saved tonight and you claim to be a Christian, your life ought to point to Jesus Christ. The walk you walk ought to point to Jesus Christ. When the pastor ain't around, your life ought to point to Jesus Christ. Hey, if you want to look like the world, go get in the world. He said he forgot about the Savior. He began to deny. He began to curse. The Bible tells us to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Not only do Matthew 16, 16. The Bible says, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He just told us who Jesus was. When he forgot about the Savior, not only did he deny, not only did he begin to curse and swear, but Peter declassified the Savior. Look at me in verse, look right there in Matthew 16, 16. He first said it, and Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In verse 69, or verse 70, let's look. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was going out into the porch, another maid saw him, and he said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus. And he again, and he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. He no longer became the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He only just become the man. Tonight he declassified the Savior. Tonight I see he declassified it. He no longer become Lord of all. He no longer became the Alpha and Omega. He become the man. Tonight, is Jesus just the man in your life? Or is he your Savior tonight? Is he your one and only? Is he the one that holds the keys for your life? Is he the one that will tell you that you've got a home in heaven? Or is he just the man in your life? Is he just the man upstairs in your life tonight? Does he have a better name tonight for you in your life? Hey, when he saved me, he not only changed my life, but he changed my name. Why? Why tonight do we? When something goes wrong, he only becomes the man. Why does he only become the one that we seem to blame and throw all the blame upon because it's his fault? Peter said he got here and he called him. He said, I know not the man. But in Matthew 16, 16, he said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Tonight, how bad is your trials and temptations in your life? How bad is your addiction tonight in your life blocking you from the will of God? How bad is our life blocking us from telling who God really is? You know, I feel like Peter got right here when he got around a certain crowd, he become a certain person. He become that hypocrite. Hey, how many times does somebody see us out at our workplace and see us living one way, but no, we're in church on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and Wednesday nights praising and raising our hands and worshiping the Almighty God? How many people see us that way? We should act the same way in these four walls as we do out there. We shouldn't put a mask on and change for the people we get around or the crowd we end up being around. I see that not only did he forget about the Scripture, not only did he forget about the Savior, but Peter forgot about the sacrifice. He forgot about the sacrifice tonight. I don't know what better week this week to see the sacrifice Jesus poured out on that cross. I don't know what better week to see the sacrifice Jesus made in my life and your life. I don't know what better week to know that this is the week, man, that he went to Calvary for me and you. He died a death that me and you should have bore and took. He died a death that a perfect man should have never even had to go through. He forgot about the sacrifice. When I see he forgot about the sacrifice, he forgot about that cross. When you read on after chapter 26, we start seeing where Jesus had to go against Pilate, and then he started getting spit up on, and not too long he'd be headed toward Calvary and have to bear that cross. I see that he forgot about the sacrifice, that cross. Tonight, that cross, God sacrificed his life for me and you on that cross. He sacrificed for Peter and his disciples in this time. He sacrificed. He sacrificed so much that he even told his disciples and Peter that, hey, they needed to get out. They needed to leave. They didn't need to follow him. And he even told Peter that you needed to get out because you're going to deny me. Hey, is there something in your life God's telling you right now that you need to get out of that situation, that you need to get out of the pit that you're in before you end up denying him, before you end up making a wrong decision that ends you up in a deeper hole that you're in? Is he giving you a warning tonight that you're fixing to deny the cross, that you're fixing to move away from Jesus, that you're fixing to move away from the cross? That he sacrificed his blood for you and me on. He said, he forgot about the sacrifice. He forgot about that sacrifice he did on that cross. That week he was headed to die for you and me. I not only see that he forget about that cross, but he forgot about that death on that sacrifice, that death that he was going to sacrifice for me and you. Peter looked right there and said, I know not that man. When he began to curse and to swear, and he said, I know not that man. He forgot about the sacrifice that God was fixing to do in his life. Romans 3:25. Bible tells us in Romans 3:25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Romans 3:25. Romans 5:6-8. The Bible tells me there in Romans 5:6-8. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God, verse 8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Reckless love. He forgot about the sacrifice. He forgot about the cross, the death that he was fixing to bear. Hey, when it said right there that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Peter denied him, but he still loved him. He still died for him. Hey, I don't care how many times you deny Jesus, he still loves you tonight. I don't care if you think you've gone too far tonight, God still loves you tonight. I don't care if you've denied him three times and your rooster's done crowed. Hey, he still loves you tonight. You still got a chance. You still got time. Not only do I see that the sacrifice of the cross, the sacrifice of death, but I see that sacrifice of pain that he forgot about. Not only did he forget about the pain that Jesus was going through, but he remembered the pain when Jesus told him before the cock crew. In verse 75, and Peter remembered the word of, and 75, after he had just denied him three times, he said, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Tonight, how many times have you denied Jesus? Tonight, how many times have you turned away from Jesus this week? Hey, did you come in a revival this week just, like I said earlier, looking to check a box off? The pain, the sacrifice Jesus took, we seem to forget when our trials get in our way. We sometimes put our trials in front of what the Savior done for us. Hey, he bore that trial on that cross for me and you. Hey, he reached down and he's given us a life more abundantly if you'll just come and seek him tonight. Hey, if you lost in here and you need what I'm talking about tonight, if you need a Savior, if you want somebody in your life that'll take your trials, that'll take your burdens, that'll walk you through life, hey, Jesus is the answer tonight. Hey, backslidden Christian in here, if you've gotten just self and you've gotten prideful and you ain't worried about how you live your life in front of others, but when you come to church, you put on your Christian's face and you start smiling and you shake the preacher's hand and say, God bless you. Or you tap somebody on the shoulder and you say, I'm praying for you, but it never gets out of what you just said. It never gets to the throne room of heaven because you've got stuff so built up in front of your life that you just forget about the one you said you'd pray for. I tell you what, I've grown. I've been able to sit there in that seat and just pour out. I've been able to block off my schedule and just come this week and listen to what Jesus wanted to feed me with and fill me with. I pray it don't stop after tomorrow night. I pray it don't stop next week. I pray that it keeps going. I pray that revival, that burning in my heart, that fire I've got going on, I pray it don't just stop right here. Hey, I pray when Brother Jake gets behind this sacred desk tomorrow night, he wears it out. I pray that it just catches on fire. I pray that more people stand up and proclaim what Jesus has done for. Tonight, have you forgotten the Scripture? Have you lost sight of the Savior tonight? Have you forgot about the sacrifice that Jesus did? As our worship team comes tonight, what are you battling this week? What's making you not be able to be revived tonight? Hey, we're all tired. We're all tired. We work. We all work, we all come home, we get ready, we come to revival, and we just come in and we just slouch over and we get tired. Tonight, what's holding you from just being revived, being renewed, feeling that spirit tonight? What's keeping you from seeking Jesus to get in all your trials and your tribulations? Hey, if you'll tear them down, I promise you, you'll get revived. Hey, when I just took the cares of this world off me this week and I gave them to Jesus before revival started, when Sunday morning hit and Fields of Grace stood up here and sung praises, when I got rid of everything I had on me this week, man, I've been revived. I've been able to enjoy revival. Tonight, what's causing you not to enjoy revival? Let us pray. Lord God, I love you. I thank you, God. I thank you for that opportunity to stand behind that sacred desk and preach your word, God. God, I thank you, Father, for you just laying my name on Brother BJ, Father, and me just being obedient just to accept what you've called me to do in this life. God, God, I pray tonight, Father, somebody's burden. If somebody's lost sight of the cross tonight, Father God, if they just lost sight of you tonight, Father God, if there's somebody in here that just don't know you, Lord God, I pray they come tonight, and Father, they just seek you. God, I love you and I thank you. Father, I thank you for this week of revival, and God, I just pray you revive us. Father, you just keep pouring your Spirit out. You rain on us tonight, Father God. Father, you rain so hard on us tonight, Father God. The one that's saved in here, Father, has to just get up and shout your name. Yes. Father, and the one that's lost, Father, that just has to get up, Father, and find you tonight. Father God, I pray that rain just flow. Fall on us. In Jesus' name I ask. We claim it all in your name. In your name I pray. Amen.